بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا أما بعد. Yesterday we began the discussion on cheating in weight and measure. The Nabi عليه الصلاة والسلام is forbidden that a person is doing business and his business is regards to weighing or measuring. Weighing we have commonly nowadays, the person goes to the shop, he's buying greens, buying fruits, so they have to weigh the products. Where to the butchery, they have to weigh it. But there, as I mentioned, the device methods where to cheat the customer. That the scale already is showing some amount of weight, but there's nothing on the scale right now. So you charge the person extra, but you give him less. Or measure, person cheats in measurement, whether it being, for example, selling fabric, textiles, etc. So there is this cheating in measuring, gives him less of the fabric but charges him the full price. So in regards to this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has even cursed those people. وَيْلٌ لِلْمُطَفِّفِينَ. That Allah ta'ala says, wail refers to adab, punishment. Wail also refers to a valley in Jahannam. So Allah ta'ala says that may destruction be to those that are cheaters. They weigh less, they measure less, and they take full due. That those who when taking measure from people, demand in full. But if they weigh or measure for people, they cause them loss. Will such men not consider that they will be raised again, that is on the day of Qiyamah, before Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, they will be raised. And they will have to give Hisab Kitab, they will have to give accountability to Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. That will be an awful day. The day when all of mankind will stand before the sustainer of the universe. And here also, when it comes to all these ill practices during business, once we discuss these ill practices, whether it's cheating, whether it's giving less, taking more, or taking somebody's wealth, money unwillingly, or renegotiating a deal, all these chapters, we have read them already, all the evil practices during business, what is the core, the root of this? Simply ulama say, iman ki kamzori. Incorrect yaqeen. A person's yaqeen, his conviction is incorrect. He feels now, he's very short-sighted. That I will give less and I will take more and my dunya will be made. The dunya will be destroyed. This our iman is upon the ghayb. الَّذِينَ يُؤْمِنُونَ بِالْغَيْبِ. Iman is upon the unseen. That barakat comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What I see is deceiving. And what I hear is believing. I heard from Quran Sharif. I heard from Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam. They spend more in the path of Allah. Give more. Treat humanity in a manner that Allah Ta'ala will love you. Al-Khalqu Iyadullah. Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam said that the entire creation are the family of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. Iyal means they are dependent upon Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. And we are taught that that person who spend upon the creation of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, this is a springboard, a stepping stone to gain the love of Allah, Jalla Jalaluhu. Whether they be Muslim or non-Muslim, just to be kind to the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself, although a person may not be worshipping Allah, but then to be still eating, still drinking, and still enjoying the bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when we recite Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, here Mufassireen, commentators explain also, Rahman we will find is Ra, Ha, Mim, Alif, Noon. It's five letters, Rahman. Rahim, Ra, Ha, Ya, Mim, four letters. In Arabic, there's an usul, is a qaida, there's a rule. The kathratul mabani, tadullu ala kathratil ma'ani. When the letters are more, then the meaning is more vast and deeper. So, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, Rahman, as you mentioned, has five letters. So, because it has five letters, Allah is Rahman. Allah is the most merciful. And the letters are five, showing this quality of Allah Rahman is more vast, more deep. And to the sifat of the Rahman of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, to this quality, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala feeds the kafir also. Allah ta'ala feeds the mushrik also. The one that ascribes partners to Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala doesn't believe in Allah. So this quality of Rahman, Allah ta'ala feeds him, feeds the Muslim and the non-Muslim. Because he's still dependent upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that one day he may believe in Allah. So Allah ta'ala gives him a chance till his last breath, through his quality of Rahman. Rahim has four letters, so is more confined, more restricted. Allah will be your Rahim and display His mercy only to the believers on the day of Qiyamah. But in dunya, all eat with the sifat of Rahman. All enjoy their life with the sifat of Rahman. So here ulama say, when the iman yaqeen and the unseen is pakka, it's made, he understands that the real returns will be in akhirat. Here I'm only living my life enough to eat, and how much a person can eat? He's going to cheat, but how much is he going to eat right now? So he has to have yaqeen upon the promises of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that even if I'm good to a non-Muslim, and here our elders explain that when it comes to the businessman, the tajir, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given him such a maidan and a field, because he's dealing, he's trading with Muslim and non-Muslim, his business can become such a markaz of hidayat, such a place where people can get attracted to deen, where they see the character of a Muslim businessman. Compared to an alim of deen, his activities are within the madrasa, within the masjid. These are avenues of deen. He cannot go so much out as a businessman can go. So when he goes with this quality of iman in his heart, without greed in his heart, but rather to spend and do business with you for the sake of Allah, that is why it's important every morning we are taught also that as you wake up in the morning, we make intentions for the day. That today, Ya Allah, first I'll be a Muslim, then a businessman. We make all those needs. Ya Allah, I will deal with people as a Muslim, then as a businessman. And then all the needs He'll make, what I will do, what I will not do. Ya Allah, grant me tawfiq and the ability to do all those a'mal that will please You. And I will refrain from all those evil deeds that will displease You. He makes the intention. إِنَّمَا الْعَمَالُ بِالنِّيَاتِ All a'mal are based upon intentions. وَإِنَّمَا لِكُلِّ مِرْءٍ مَا نَوَى Whatever intention a person makes, Allah Ta'ala will treat him accordingly. So he makes the niyat and he puts a seal on the intentions. لَا حَوْلَ وَلَا قُوَّةَ إِلَّا بِاللَّهِ That all power, all might, all strength to do good, to refrain from evil, is only from Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. Now he's made a deal with Allah. Now he's made a deal with Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. Accordingly, Allah Ta'ala opened the avenues for the day. So this cheating also, that a person wants to make a quick buck, wants to make quick money. This is because his iman is very short-sighted. He's only looking at dunya, he's not looking at the deal in the qabr, the deal in the akhirat. I can do it now, I can give more right now, or be fair in trade right now. And Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam mentioned for that businessman who's making money, he's doing business, but he's honest. He's honest, Allah will raise him on the day of Qiyamah with the Anbiya. Allahu Akbar. Tara Nabi of Allah. But he be raised with the Anbiya, he'll be raised with the Shuhada, those that gave their life in the path of Allah. As if now he's given his life in the path of Allah by doing business. He is enjoying himself, the money is rolling in. But Allah is saying, you're being fair, you're being honest, day of Qiyamah you'll be raised with the Shuhada. So Abdullah bin Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu has narrated that the sustenance of people who cheat in weight and measure decreases. It might seem, it looks to me like it's increasing. The Sharia forbids giving a customer less than he is paying for. In fact, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has instructed us to give a little more. This is one thing Allah ta'ala give us tawfiq. That when we do business, we give more and I'll take less, no problem. Or I'll take my due, but I'll pay you more. Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam once passed a person employed to weigh goods for a trader. That time they would have shops or they were trading and they would hire someone. That time they should have gold coins or silver coins and it should be counted or it should be weighed. So it's to hire people, like how we have people in the supermarkets, they hire people to pack the goods. So it's to hire people to count the money or to weigh the goods. So once Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam passed, a person employed to weigh the goods for a trader, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam addressed him and said, weigh and add to the weight. Weigh and add to the weight. Give a little extra. Give half a gram extra. Give 1 gram extra. There's no harm. Allah will give you back for that extra you have given. So here in our situation, ulama say that we have many things where we can make amal upon this hadith. We have traders, or we have on the street corners, people that are selling fruits, veggies, they come to the car. So you give that person now, it costs maybe 95 rand. And you give him 100 rand, keep the change. You give him extra, this is sunnah. Keep the change. Now we'll wait, he must run back to where he got the goods from. And he must run all the way back to the car. Just for that 5 rand, give him that 5 rand. and make his day, and how he will lift his hands and he will pray for you. And a kafir's dua is also accepted. A kafir's dua is also accepted. So if we can give a little extra also, there's no problem. Give it. Don't wait for the change. This is also a sunnah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, where we encourage, they pay a little extra. And especially we are taught by our ulama ikram, when a person goes for hajj and umrah, Haramain Sharifain, where we have the Ansar of Madina Munawwara, we have the Muhajireen, we have those that are there, we don't know from which lineage they have come from, which Sahabi, maybe they are Sayyid also. There they say, don't even ask for a discount, but it's become common. We say, make sure you ask for a discount. And we use the word also, squeeze them a little bit. Get the best price from them. Whereas there we are taught, give the extra. Whatever they are charging, little we must give a discount, and he gives the discount. Possibly 150 riyals. He says 120. But you pay him the 150. After he said 120, you give him the 150. And ya Allah, you become happy, you become pleased. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam become pleased. Especially in those places now within our capacity, they as far as possible we pay the full price with the niyat that ya Allah, these people are living in your lands. And the sustenance comes from people like us that come there. And through that little we will do, we will find the barakah of it. Because whatever we spend there, times 100,000 Makkah Mukarramah. Madina Munawwara times 50,000. So who doesn't want more? In those areas, in those places, Mubarak Zameen, there we can spend a little extra. Allah Ta'ala give us to understand, inshaAllah. SubhanAllah.